Him and Strutty have the same hairdo. So.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, do you think Strutty can pull off the Lloyd Christmas? I think
Marty
he should.
Has it. He has it already.
And Mark Davis? Absolutely.
Mark Davis. Here's a longtime NHLer from TSN Radio in Edmonton, Jason Strudwick. What's up, Strutty?
Well, I see that Ray Ferraro's coming on after me, and I think we should all take a moment to recognize how gritty he is. He talks about it all the time. He's getting knee surgery next week, and it's amazing that he can do the show this week. And last week he was telling us how he's going to be, you know, out of commission for a long time. I'm like, are there no phones in the hospital? You know, can he not watch the game? And he's such a gritty guy. Like, what's his nickname? The gritty chicken, what is it, Parmesan or whatever? So when he comes on, let him know that I still think he's soft for not, like, his phones. It's not like he's getting a big surgery. It's like a minor knee operation, a tweak, a scoping, I think they call it.
It's actually a pretty good point. Like, Ray's already sent out the flyer, like, don't call me for the next two or 3 weeks. You're just going to be sitting at home, like, you know, we'll give you a week, but come on, man. After that.
What do you do? Like, what are you doing? My grandma was up and running like 3 days later. This guy can't take a phone call? Holy jeez. Imagine if he was gritty, he would have got 600 goals.
Yeah, well, that's true. He would have made Team Canada as a junior, too, if he had a little bit of grit. 108 goals and some. That is still shocking.
108, no world juniors.
Yeah, that is shocking. Yeah. Like,
well,
how no one had to explain
that. Enough. Yeah. Coach said you're not gritty enough to play. He doesn't. He just scores goals. He's not going to play through pain.
Right.
Yeah, Grappler, you got to find out how many he had at Christmas time. Because
I think he had
like
50. I think
50
at
Christmas, and they're like, no thanks. No thanks. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's absurd. So how about you guys out in Edmonton? Drysdale, he sweeps the Art Ross, the Hart, the Ted Lindsay, and he and McDavid are just living large. You guys ever going to mix in a playoff win with those two? Or what's the plan in Edmonton, Strutty?
Oh, jeez. Tell me what you're wearing. What do you got on? You got the Mitch Marner t-shirt or the Mitch Marner bandana? Like, just tell me, because I can't see you. Just give me a visualization so I can at least have something
it's
in my
tattoo,
brain.
It's a tattoo, Strutty. I can't show you on TV.
Oh, man. Let me guess. Should Austin Matthews have won all three? Let me guess. Well, he's the guy. Or Morgan Riley should have won the North Trophy?
Strutty, in all seriousness, Strutty, it is kind of weird to talk about guys that are winning Hart trophies and scoring races. And you really, like, with the other guys before that, with Crosby and Taze and who else am I missing there?
Ovi
and just the young guys, it seems to add more winning. But it really hasn't happened.
Yeah. No, obviously, I'm sure that these guys would be happy to have a Stanley Cup rather than the trophies right now. But, I played a lot of young offensive players, and I think when they come in the league, they're so excited to just score, right? And that's what they've been dreaming of, and they just do all the score. And then they start thinking, okay, you know, I've got some points, and all that is exciting. But how can I kind of not just make my game better, but make my team better? You know, and what does that entail? So I believe that it's now time for Leon and Connor to demand more of their teammates. You know, when you go back and watch that series of the playing with the Blackhawks, I mean, it was too often we saw players not lining up with shots in the point. And you know, you have to get in today's game. You've got to get in there and you've got to get in those shot links to make it difficult to pucks to get to the net. Because the next thing, now the D men in front are trying to get pucks or to tie up sticks. And the goalies are trying to save it. But that's a small detail. That's not a skilled play. Trust me, I blocked a lot of shots. I wasn't the most skilled player. But you've got to get in those lines and make it difficult. And I think it's time for Leon and Connor to start talking to their teammates and saying, guys, this is how we play. This is how we do it. This is the way the M2 owners are going to play from now on. Now, you know, I'm not suggesting they have to score less points, but they have to be more vocal in challenging their teammates to play a certain way. By doing that, you know, you have to add some of that to your game as well. I don't think you necessarily need Connor McDavid laying down and blocking shots, but, you know, you've got to get the team understanding this is how we play. They're the leaders of the team. You know, when you're looking around a room and you're in the Oilers dressing room, you know, you're not looking to Chris Russell or Jujak Kara to say, hey, guys, this is what hockey's all about. They're the two highest paid players. They're the best players on the team, and now they've got to demand more of the team. And I think that's the next progression in young players becoming, you know, truly great or members of great teams. You know, also have to add some players in to help them out. But that, to me, is the next progression for those two players. And I think this last kick in the nuts by the Blackhawks I'm hoping, I'm thinking that's perhaps the one that gets them to be more vocal in the room.
Strutty, when you're watching these two teams play right now, and before you came on, we talked about the heaviness. You know, Tampa has got a real good balance. They've added some toughness. Dallas, they're not shy to get into the trenches. We talked about skilled players and how, and we brought it back to Toronto and how, you know, maybe with balance, you're in the finals. You have to have that type of dedication to win and get to that next level. You say you're talking with Edmonton to that, but, you know, do you see a team like Toronto that does have skill up front? If they have more balance, do you see them being able to have a deep run like that where the games get grittier? It's not regular season games. They you know, it's all for nothing in 2-1 games here that we're seeing with the Dallas Stars and Tampa. If the Leafs can, do you think the Leafs can get there?
Well, obviously, you know, everyone wants to go back and play there. So adding Pietrangelo will be a nice little addition to that back end because
every guy, Strutty, every free agent signing in Toronto, buddy.
I can't decide if Pietrangelo will be wearing Maple Leafs PJs or Raptors PJs or maybe Argos. We're not sure at this point, but you know, so let's just put the defense aside. You know, I can't remember who said it. I wish I'd give him credit, but the team that gets you to the playoffs isn't necessarily a team that gets you to the Stanley Cup final. And we saw Tampa go through it last year. They got just absolutely abused by Columbus. You know, they absolutely abused them last year. They added some pieces. You know, Matt Maroon, not a big cost there. Then you look at some of Goudreau and those type Coleman. Those two guys, I mean, they're running around hitting everybody. But it adds some balance to your lineup, and it gives you a different look. You know, and it's just, you're just shift after shift, you're seeing different ways of doing it. And it makes it a little easier for the skilled guys. You looked at Dallas Stars. If you took all the names and jerseys and numbers off the Dallas Stars, it's kind of hard to tell which line is which because they're all skate. Man, they pressure the puck so hard. You have no time. You have no time to make plays. This is when they're playing their best. You got the D-men jumping up in a play, which looks like a lot of fun. Like, they're a hard, hard team to play against. They're physical, but they intimidate you with their how quick they're on the puck and be really hard to play against. So Tampa, what do? Well, they send out some guys that can bang and crash. You know, Colburn gets in there, those types of guys. And you have to have that balance. So when I'm looking at Toronto, I think that, you know, not to revise, look at history, but, you know, Nazem Kadri to me is a guy that brings that. He brings that element. I know he takes some penalties and maybe suspensions that bother you, but that's the type of guy that balances out that lineup so that the guys up above in the line can do different things. So they've got to find a way to add that in their lineup, just like Tampa did, at a reasonable cost, because it does have an impact in the playoffs. And you can see, you don't want your team getting pushed out. It's not about intimidation or fighting. It's about being hard on the puck and finishing checks to make the other team understand, like, oh, man, this is going to be a long series and a long night.
With Jason Strudwick from TSN out in Edmonton, longtime NHLer, you look at the free agents available. I mean, we're naturally focused on the biggest names like Pietrangelo, Taylor Hall, but Torrey Krug is available. Leonard could be available. Maybe he's already re-signed in Vegas. We'll find out. Markstrom might be available, goalie out in Vancouver. Braden Holtby, Brody, Hamonic, Vatanen, Simmons, Dadonov, Hoffman. I mean, these are good players.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we'll eventually Petro will go somewhere, Hall will go somewhere, but there's a lot of good players. And there's only so much money out there. There's a lot of teams that are already giving off the indication that their owners have basically told them you can't spend. So I don't know if all these guys are going to get paid what they want to get paid. I would assume they likely won't. So you might get some really good players on the cheap here, Strutty. And is there anyone in particular of that name, of that list, or if there's anyone else that I missed, that you think Edmonton might be targeting in a couple of weeks?
Well, Edmonton is under a lot of pressure with the cap. You know, they've got some issues. They got to re-sign Ethan Bear, who's a really good young defenseman. You know, and I don't know what that is. Is that a short term? Is a long term? But for all those free agents you talked about, I mean, what a weird time. And for Taylor Hall, he's waited his whole career to come out, and now he's got the chance. And is he going to get that long deal? Is he going to get the number he thinks he does? So when I'm looking at a guy like Taylor Hall, I think for him what makes the most sense is going somewhere he knows he's going to produce, who has a chance to win, because that he's stated that repeatedly, I want a chance to win. And one team that makes sense for me is with him is Colorado. You're going to, you know, whether you play in the first or second or third line, you're going to be some talented players around you. You're going to produce points. You might get a chance to, you know, push deep in the playoffs, which is only going to up your value. And you hope in a year's time that maybe the finances are improving. They're not going to be back to normal, but they improve. For the Oilers, I think right now that the biggest thing for Ken Holland is figure out, okay, what am I going to do with my goaltending? Then what are we going to go with do with that third line center? You know, the third line center has been an issue. And I see the Oilers, I think, quite frankly, they've had two fourth lines last year. You know, it was Shahan and Gaetan Haas, or Jujhar Carroll was the center. They got to find someone that can play some minutes in that third line spot and not just hold on, maybe push back. Not necessarily, you know, scoring goals, but getting the offensive zone and grind it out and get some offensive zone time and set the table for the next lines. Because Riley Shane is a very capable penalty killer. I see him more in a four spot. Well, he was playing in a three spot last year. They have Gaetan Haas, who played. He came over from Switzerland last year. He's a right shot center, something that they want. But, you know, he only has a handful of games. Are you going to put him in a third line center beside maybe Antisiu and whoever, Cassian and whoever's going to be there? That's a pretty dangerous bet to make at this point. But depending on their cap tightness, they might have that. So, you know, I don't know where they find this three line center. There's a lot of guys talking about maybe trades. But, you know, I think we will see some player-for-player trades this offseason. It's money in, money out. You might not get the exact guy you want, but you maybe get what you need, like a Russell. When I look at Russell to Oilers, he's got $4 million on his deal, but I think the actual money is like $1.5 or $2.5 million. So if for a team that maybe wants to move out of center and bring in a D-man, that's a pretty cap-friendly deal as far as actual money you have to pay out to get Chris Russell, who's a serviceable defenseman.
Strutty, before we get you out of here, let's just present a scenario for you. You and Noodles are in the Edmonton bubble, and you know that if you exit the hotel bubble, you're gonzo, both of you. And Noodles places the call, let's go take a peek. What is your response?
Oh, well, do I have a chance to win the Stanley Cup, or am I just there for a cup of tea?
You have a chance. You have a chance to go out too, but if you get caught, you're both gone. But
cup
you do
of
have
tea,
a chance.
Brutal team. Lucky to be there.
Noodles and I, we had a lot of fun, but we were very professional.
Oh,
so in that situation, we both would have stood down, knowing that the opportunity was going to come up later if we went to Nashville or Vegas or something like that.
That's a lie, Strutty. No, I think you guys take a peek.
Well, we always want to take a peek, but honestly, if there's nothing to peek at, you just be a pro, and then you wait for your opportunity, and then you don't take a peek. You take a full look that lasts a week.
The binoculars come out in Nashville.
Exactly.
Binoculars.
It's more than just a peak. It's way in the distance. And it is a green light special. I love it. Fill up the gas tank. And
The astronomer lenses out.
Finding moons around Jupiter in Vegas. That's how we take
it. The Hubble telescope we got.
That's right. You got to bring it. All right, Strutty. We'll let you know what Ferraro's response is. We'll text you with
please,
how he responds.
Best wishes to that warrior. What a warrior he is.
All right, buddy. We'll do it again soon. Thank you for this. Jason Strudwick.
The warrior.
In Edmonton.
I am not even bringing that up because
Ray is so defensive.
I'm not doing it.
The phone. Yeah,
he will not even talking about it.
Yeah, well, he'll just hang up on us.
Right? Someone's got to. It's going to be me then. I guess we're getting in a fight. Well, I'll get in.
So what are you
going
to say? Strutty was chirping you that you're having surgery
why don't
and you
just
don't
play the audio for
no
for
why
and have him react.
Okay,
have
here's the deal. React. You better do it near the end of the call because if he'll just hang up and it's game over. I don't know how long he's taking off, but it'll be gone for.
He doesn't generally take chirps.
No,
that well.
He'll be like, if he's in a sour mood, he's going to be like, oh, yeah, it's just, don't do it. Don't do it.
Okay, well, we'll butter him up first.
When he's done the conversation, he's gone for 2 weeks, I think, so just do it at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this his last time?
I think he's got surgery tomorrow or Thursday or something
like
that.
Let's do it at 5:20, have him react, and then let's bring him back and be like, listen, we'll be thinking of you during the couple of weeks. We don't want him to feel bad.
No, we support
him.
He
is going for surgery. It's legit. He's not making up a surgery.
He's going under the knife. I mean, it's happened. He's had a lot of knee issues throughout his career.
Yeah.
But Strutty's swiping at him. So we'll see. All right, we'll see what kind of mood.
Strutty said his grandma was running 3 days later.
All right.
We got to play that for
yeah. We'll let it air out. We'll recuse ourselves and say it's not us, man. Yeah. We're not a part of this.
I don't even want to do it. Ray is one guy I don't do that with. Like, it's
I've gotten into it with him many times in the past. I know.
Oh,
what it's
yeah.
Like.
You said, hey, you're a wuss for not. You're not
no,
for,
I'm saying we've just, when he's not been in the mood and I've, you know, provoked him with some sort of topic or comment and you end up on the wrong side of it. It's an interesting experience, but
when you first started with Ray, he had no idea who you were. You had no idea who he was.
Well, I knew who he was, clearly. I mean, he played in the league for 1,200 games, but no,
so
he
was just informed I'm doing a hit with Brian Hayes.
Basically, yeah. I actually wish I had his reaction when someone reached out to him and said, we've locked you in. You're going to be at a very coveted time slot with some kid you've never heard of before.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ray's probably like, all right, I guess I'll put up with this clown. And he's still
I love it.
stuck to it, man. It's been almost 10 years. Ray and I have been doing daily hits, and the three of us for that matter.